doors. You didn't know where to put them.
I see. And if they were in the barn, they stay in a stable?
Yes, sir. In the stable.
And how about the hogs? Where did they stay?
Well, they had a hog pen sometime. They had a hog pen there. Put a little well, you take some time to make a little shed about 4 feet high out of poles, you know, wood, and throw hay up on it, you know, to keep them raining through that on them, and they live on the day.
I see. Now, you put poles like this, and then you'd other poles like that, and then you'd stack hay over that?
Yes, you put the, make it kind of like a shape of a house, kind of top like this way. And then when you get it up there, you put some crosses, you know, to lay that hay up there, it wouldn't go down through there.
Uh-huh.
Pile enough for it wouldn't rain in that hall either.
I see. And the hogs would stay under
you
there?
You go up, yes, sir.
Was that a hay rick or a hay rick?
No, see, that's just a harbor for the hogs to go in.
I see.
The hay rick is out by itself, you know.
Uh-huh. And where did the cows... when you sent the cows out of the lot, where did they go?
They had a pasture that had to put them in, you know, came for the graze, you know, every day. Bring them back in to eat and milk them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had a lot there where they stayed in there that night. And get them milk them that morning. Then you send them back to the pasture to graze that day.
I see. How did you call the cows? Do you remember?
Yes, sir. Sure do.
How'd you call them?
Ooh! Ooh!
And then milked them, would you explain what you milked them into? What did you use?
Well, we used a pail, a little zinc bucket, a bucket, you know, milked in.
Was it wood or?
No, sir, here's a zinc.
Oh, it was?
Yes, I call it zinc.
Uh-huh. And then when you milk, after you'd milk the cow, the next thing you do would be what?
Shearing.
Would you strain it first?
Yes, sir, just strain first.
And how would you do that? What did you use?
Had a stone jar to put in, you know.
Oh,
milk jar. And they said it if it were a time you sat by the fire, hit a churn, and then you had a cedar churn, you know. Mm-hmm. Did a churn it.
I see. And what did you strain it through?
Well, they always kept they got them from the white rags, you know. And I lay it over the jar, you know, and hold it tied down and then pour the milk in and let it run in the jar.
I see.
That's a rag, that's what it was.
Uh-huh. And how about the chickens? Did you keep chickens?
Yes, sir.
And where did they stay and how did you feed them?
Well, we had a hen house there.
Did you?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And wasn't the best one though, but we had one. Mm-hmm. And you gave them corn.
And how did you call them?
Chicky.
Uh-huh. And did you have a little place to keep an old hen where there's chickens after she hatched them?
Yes, I call a chicken coop.
Just a small
one? Yes, a small, yes. Yes.
I see. And by the way, did you ever put anything in a nest to fool a hen?
Sir?
Did you ever put anything in the nest to fool a hen?
Yes, sir. We had a tank of guinea too, you know, all such as that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had a glass egg, just make sure just like an egg, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You get that now, there you put that in, and you let that stay, and she wants you to go right back to laying there.
I see. So
yes.
That tells her where to go.
Yes.
What did you call the time of day when you fed the animals? Was that
12 o'clock, I told you.
12 o'clock.
Yes.
Was that feeding time or
yes,
short time?
Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh. And how about the hogs? What did you put